Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulty. I'm happy to have you back.
Well, thank you, honey. You know, Mercury's, you know, sitting still today, so he's
you know, a little busy. He guess he's bored, so he's deciding to play with GGM. But that's all right. It happens all the time.
Well, we have it with printers. We have it with contracts. We have it with everything. You know, they say when Mercury is retrograde, don't make any contract plans or anything like that. I can really see
mm-hmm.
why. You know, because
right.
printers mess up and computers and all kinds of things. But, you know, on your end, you just have to work with, you know, communicating as best you can.
Exactly, and be as clear as you can on things so that everything just pulls itself together and you get by. And really, Mercury in retrograde is a time to really look at what you've done and what you want to do and how you want it to happen.
Absolutely.
And clean it out. I mean, it's not something to be feared. Yeah, it's a struggle dealing with computers and everything messing up. But at the same time, it causes you to question, okay, gee, maybe I should have really got the car
taken care of. I know some people who say, well, I can't go out today. I can't sign a contract today. Crazy stuff.
No, you just have to be a little bit more direct with it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
instead of, you know, just looking at the base contract, going through it and being fine-toothed with it and really questioning, is this what I'm ready to do? Is this what I need?
Absolutely.
You know? And, you know, just having everything kind of in gear and on ground and, you know, staying focused, but taking time to really take this, you know, 3-4 weeks, which goes out on the, I think it's the 11th or the 12th.
It's the 11th, I believe, if I remember
okay.
correctly, but I remember reading about it and just seeing how, like, you know, telephones would mess up and communications would mess up. Of course, my producer was just telling me that, you know, Blog Talk had, like, rebooted, and she was working to try to get everybody's shows together, and then it just completely, you know, dumped her out and it dumped me out and everybody at the same time. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of fascinating. And she said, yeah, give my love to Asen.
Well,
Barbara
DeLander.
So we'll have to, you know, send her love and all of that and thank her
oh,
for,
yeah.
you know, trying to steer the storm when we have, you know, technical difficulties. So we did have a question about
okay.
the coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Howie was in here, and I'll make sure to get a hold of her in case she's not in here. But she wanted to know when your coffee house shop thing was, like when it airs and when it is and what's
weeks.
What it's about.
Okay. It's every 2 weeks on Blog Talk Radio. And our next one is this Wednesday, where we'll be talking about the business side of the psychic business and setting things up. And it's a half-hour show, and it's at 11 o'clock on every other Wednesday that Blog Talk cooperates with us. We didn't get to do any ones in January because Blog Talk wouldn't cooperate with us every time. You know, we had the same issue. Not fun at all.
Yeah. No, that's not fun. I know you had it on Tuesdays before, so you switched it to Wednesdays because I remember before when
Wednesday.
I was on it.
Yeah, it was on Tuesdays. But we moved over to Wednesday when we rebooted it because it's easier for Rain's schedule for it to be on Wednesday nights than Tuesdays. Because her Tuesdays was super busy.
Jam-packed.
Yeah, and then, she gets up at like 4 in the morning, and then she would be up on the show at 11:30 at night. And that's just not good for her, you know. So
no, that's not good.
Yeah, so next time we'll be talking about the business side. The last show we done was on training and what type of training you should get and what you look for
mm-hmm.
in a mentor. Now we're going to go to the business side of things. Like there are some states that psychics cannot run their business in, which means if you're a psychic and you have a business,
that.
You cannot move mm-hmm. to, like, Virginia. It's not allowed.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Some cities it's not allowed. And we're going to be talking about how you go about finding out if you can live there or not and run your
mm-hmm.
business or not. So that's what we'll be talking about this Wednesday. And then the Wednesday after that, I'm going to see if I can get ahead of a network to come on and talk about what they look for in network readers. Because, as you know,
Amanda,
person readings is different than network readers.
Yes.
So I'm wanting to talk about that. And then I think we'll probably finish it up with, you know, psychic care and, you know, the stress and the things that you have to pick up when you run this business. And
There are things in the business that you do have to worry about.
Right.
That you really have to look at. So I have a question for you then with that. You know, maybe I can
sure.
ask you a really quick question about business. This would probably be educating to some folks out there that, you know, look for that. So, you know, you were talking about network psychics and you were talking about face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
And then you mentioned running the business. Now,
right.
if a psychic decided to live in a place where they weren't allowed to run their business, you know, like a face-to-face, I guess, is where
right.
I'm going with that, they could probably still work a psychic line and still
correct.
Live in,
as
say,
long as people
Virginia
are not coming
or...
into their house.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be clear on. I'm curious about that.
Yeah. As far as I know, now you have to read the Pacific statute, but example, if you live in Virginia, you can still run your network business. You cannot be open to the public. You can't have like a, you know, in L.A., literally you drive through the neighborhoods and there's big, beautiful signs are out in the front yard, book your reading
yeah.
now, you know, that type of thing. But in Virginia, you cannot do that. It's basically you have to go underground and totally network-based. So
right.
it would be phone readings only, and you cannot do privates.
Yeah.
It has to go through, like, a network. So that's the only way you can get around that. Otherwise, you just can't live in that state.
Right. I know in some states they will allow you to have you have it on yours. They
right.
will allow you to have a minister's license, and they will
right.
allow you to practice. Like where I lived in the past, they allowed me to have a minister license, and then I was able to practice. But like other places, you know, you have to be really careful. And it's actually cool because, you know, some parts of Missouri are really open to psychics, whereas others are, you know, fascinated and they're just getting started out on, you know, what psychics are like and things like that. So
sure.
that was a very interesting question. I was just curious if you could be a practicing psychic, but, you know, run a line, but not have them in your home doing a reading. So
correct.
That's pretty cool information.
Right, and then there, you know, and we're going to cover some of the more quirkier things. An example,
mm-hmm.
There is a lady in Michigan. She's not allowed to run her business on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Wednesdays. But any other time, she can have a full book. And that's like, and it has to do with her development.
Oh, wow. That is fascinating.
You know, so, you know, when dealing with, you know, a home business, there's even more, more, you know, little things you have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll talk,
yeah, the good,
we're going
the
to be
thing,
covering those.
The good thing about face-to-face is people feel it's more personal. Like, I go to
right.
a lot of festivals and expos.
Mm-hmm.
I actually saw a posting online where somebody had set up at an auto shop and was doing readings, which was kind of fascinating. I thought, really, an auto place where you sell cars? That's pretty fascinating. And then I try to, you know, either do it over the phone or meet them, you know, where
right.
it's, you know, they want to do it, and then you meet them in a personal setting. I mean, I've had a couple of people say, you know, yeah, I would like a personal. You know, so I try my best to, you know, really keep it professional wherever I go and, you know, really look at what the rules are regarding.
Right.
So that's a pretty cool topic, you know, that you're.
Right.
And I'm glad that you're taking your coffee shop time, you know, on your show to really, you know, highlight these things and put them out there for other people so that they know what's going on.
Right. And, you know, and that's because we can't, the ones in the business, a lot of us some of us don't know the laws and rules. Some of us, you know, got into the business, inherited the business, but also the new ones that have no connection. They've just got, you know, they've gone to 500 classes. They got a wall of certificates and going, okay, now what do I do? You know, so, you know, that's why we decided to take this on, because there's a lot of misgivings out there about the business and about how the business is run. And, oh, you have to be, you have to go through this, to get that. And, you know, I think, I've spent a good amount of time going through and helping people understand these things, so that's why we took this topic on. And who knows what will end up at the coffee table again.
Yeah.
You know, something else.
Well, I think it's important to educate people, like, on what kinds of classes they need to take and where they need to go and maybe what certain, you know, events they can do and how they can perform and, you know, where they're allowed to work. Things like that are essential because, you know, you can run into people who will say, you know, well, I will, you know, help your curse for $5,000. And, you know, that's totally insane and crazy, but, you know, they are out there and, you know, there are many things that make us look really bad, you know, and people say, oh, I'm not satisfied and all that. Whereas, you know, I know every reading with you, I've been just really satisfied at how bang up you are and how quick you are and how sharp you are on, you know, just pinpointing answers. And I like to be that way as well. You know, we have our little things where we run together and we're very to the point and specific and we do our very best. Some love that, some, you know, we can't please everybody, but we do our best, you know.
Right. You know, and, you know, it's something about me and you also with our readings and, you know, a few others that are within my circle. We don't do the fluffy stuff. You know, and I get people all the time that go, well, you didn't do the fluffy stuff. And I'm like, what, you were expecting purple lightning to fly down and hit the cards? And they're like, no, you know, my other reader has me repeat my name and his name three times and choose a number and a color. And before she can even read me, and you don't need that. And I'm like, I don't see why she needs it.
Yeah.
I don't.
You know,
that's just,
you know,
adding time to the call.
I don't have any problems with people who do a prayer right before the reading. But, you
but
know, when it comes down to, we always do that. I mean, I know you do that. But, I mean, when you get these people that just want it fluffy, and whatever, you know, I had a group I worked with, ASIN, and they didn't even know how to get started. So I was in person and I was teaching them, you know, you get a piece of paper, you write down your questions, you know, and then I looked at them and I said, you know, you're not going to be guaranteed that Elvis is going to enter the building and tell you all about himself and what he wants you to know. You know, and it may not necessarily be Elvis or Grandpa. It may be somebody you don't want to hear from, you know, on that side. Or it may be somebody you want to hear from on that side, but they don't want to say a whole lot to you. They may have a few things to say to you, and then they're done.
Right.
And that's it, you know, and some say, oh, well, you know, I have to pay whatever anyway. But then they later on decide that they want to talk about how their reading didn't go the way, you know, they wanted it to go. And see, I know with you, you're the same way. You're very serious and you're very spot on. You just tell it like it is.
Right. And, you know, what you're talking about is podium reading. And that is a very cool thing to do. And that's an old medium, spiritual medium technique, but, and that's a different style of reading. But and it's one of those that I would really enjoy to learn, but I'm not a medium. But, you know, I'm talking of, you know, and that is a different style totally together, and that's actually a very trained technique, which is really, really great. And it's one of the dying ones.
It is a... It is a very interesting and fascinating thing to work with, but, you know, they're not always going to get the messages that they want to hear either. You know, they think it's always going to be rosy, and it's not. And, you know, I wasn't particularly with a large audience. This was just a group family that wanted a reading, and they, you know, they're whoever didn't come through and give them exactly what they wanted. And, you know, it happens with anything, you know, like you're spot on. You know, you could say something to someone and they don't like it 5 minutes later. You know, I just know how you work.
And?
To the point, and it's like, well, I'm not fluffy.
Right. I'm not fluffy bunnied, you know, and, you know, that sometimes takes people by shock that I'm not fluffy bunny. They look at it and go, oh, but you should be. And it's like, no.
Yeah. You shouldn't be, because it's your job to deliver information to those people.
Right.
Need.
And some of the information, and this is, and I see this happening with you. I see it happening with Rains, you know, when I've worked with her with mediumship questions and stuff. You know, they ask questions. And I thought, no question is stupid. However, Aunt Maybell will not remember on the other side her meatloaf recipe.
Yeah.
And furthermore, the medium may not be able to get that recipe because Aunt Maybell doesn't care anymore.
Yeah. They switch when they're on the other side. They don't care about stuff like that anymore.
They don't care about it. Even though they still love you and they're happy and they're there, they're going to look and go, I wrote that down 20 years ago. I don't remember what it was. You know, so that happens. In reading.
Yeah, and they want you to get spot on every little thing that is every little detail, Asen, and I've walked that path too, and it's been interesting because, you know, you really have to. I thought, well, now I'm teaching these people how to get a reading, but they're also sitting there wanting you to pull details out of a hat when they're not very open in their vibes either. I know you've had that happen a time or two also.
Oh, yeah. I have that happen all the time, and it's like, you know, what's your real question here?
Mm-hmm. And they really avoid the real question. You know, they just sort of dance around the real question that they have in themselves, and then they regret it later.
Right.
And I also like the fact that you're bringing up principles on how to, you know, work with certain people and train and get mentorship.
Right.
You know, that's a really cool thing to do on a radio show, because these people need to know this information when they go into situations.
Right. You know, and, you know, we've got a lot of them opening up. You know, it used to be, I think the old stat was 1 in 100 was able to do predictive reading. Well, that old stat's like 2 in 50 now is able to do predictive reading. And then you've got clairvoyant reading, and you've got mediumship reading popping up all over the place. And that was the main reason we took this topic on, and we thought, oh, we'd do one show, The Psychic Life. Well, as we dug more into research and going, well, you know, we deal with this and we deal with that, it's turned into a series.
Yeah, it's turned into a series of topics because of each thing you have to focus on. Now, you teach the reader how to protect themselves too, right?
Yep, we will be covering that most definitely, how to protect yourself. That's going to be part of the psychic care segment that we're going to do. And, you know, it's how to protect yourself, how to protect your spiritual energy, when to know when to stop and take a break, because readers don't know that. We get into alpha and it's like, oh, we've been reading for 19 hours.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Your body will get mad at you and go, and you'll be put to bed for 2 weeks.
You're put to bed for a long time if you go into 19 hours. I've actually done it before. I've gone 19 hours. I've gone into alpha mode. I've done it.
Yeah, and I've done it too back in, during the training, you know. That used to be my big thing, is let's see how long I can stay in alpha and read. Well, it catches up with you. So we're going to talk about that during the psychic care episode.
Yeah, and then you also have situations where, you know, some readers can walk into situations and the people aren't good for them and they're sick by the time they're done, you know, and that happens
right.
even when you go into alpha mode too.
That happens when you're in alpha mode. It happens when you're not in alpha mode. It happens in your daily activities. There's been times I've walked into Walmarts, and this is the main reason Asian shops at Walmarts at 3 in the morning. Walk into Walmarts, and within 3 minutes, I do good to get back to the car. And
yeah.
That's before I even get
very,
to shop.
It's very draining. I had another psychic tell me, and she used to work at Walmart in the deli section. I'll have to actually have her listen to this segment. And she told me that she could barely, you know, get by because every time she turned around, she was picking up on somebody and what they were doing and what was next, and it would wear her out. You know, she just couldn't. And this was a worker. This was a worker
right.
that actually could not, you know. And me, I've walked in there and done it too. If I'm in there too long,
mm-hmm.
I will do the same thing. I will start getting
mm-hmm.
exhausted. I'll get to the point where it's like, okay, I want to get out of here. I don't want to
right.
stay in here. And it's Walmart. Walmart is the worst for that.
Well, it's because it's where everybody goes. And it seems
yeah.
like everybody goes to Walmarts. They're all in a bad mood. They're all
yeah.
in a hurry. And all the crap just starts pulling out of them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
I mean,
I've
had workers tell me, and I know that they're gifted. They'll say, oh, I'm just so drained, and I'm happy to get out of here. I just can't wait to get out of here. And, you know, a lot of times it's not the actual store. You know, you might have managers go, oh, you know, oh, they're talking about us like it's bad. No, it's the workers that are picking up on the energy that comes through there, and they're not bright and cheery and friendly. And so that energy, you know, comes in on you when they're going through the cashier's line or whatever, and then you're like, oh, that was nasty. What was that? You know, and it's what their energy is that they left behind for the cashier to have to deal with, you know, as they're,
right.
you know, going through each customer, you know, going, okay, I'm drained now, and some are being smart alecky and mad, and they're not, you know,
right.
greeting you with a hello. Now, I always try to be as positive as I can, even if
right.
I'm walking into whatever store, or, you know, restaurant situations are bad for that, too. You know,
restaurant
you get a waiter that's kind of the same way.
Well, that, and, you know, especially during this time of the year, it seems like.
Yeah.
For me, in general, restaurants are a bad idea because there's a lot of emotional stuff left at restaurants because dining room breakups, dining room conversations, dining room arguments. And people
yeah.
don't know this. People don't look at this and go, oh, my goodness. And, you know, even the not, you know, the ones that you that have that gut instinct or whatever or are empathic, you know, don't know that, oh, there's a lot of crap going on. That's why I'm sick. I'm tired. I don't feel good.
Mhm. Well, I even know that when I've stayed with roommates in the past, and this is just roommates I've had over the years,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll have a cold for months, and they'll be like, aren't you doing everything you're supposed to be doing? Yes, I'm taking all the right remedies. I'm
mm-hmm.
resting. I'm
mm-hmm.
doing everything I'm supposed to do. It's what you're living with. Oh, great.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, negative energy is like black mold. It spreads all over.
Yeah. Yeah, and you have to be careful what you encounter when you do this work because it's so, you have to mirror it back. I know you have to kind of
right.
shield yourself in some form, fashion. I do when I go into Walmart even. You know, I mean, there
mm-hmm.
are a few people even in the Walmart this direction that it's like, you know, you walk in there and there's some energy floating around somewhere from somebody and you're like, I don't want that.
Right.
So you mirror it. I mean, I was
very
trained
much so.
To do the mirror, the shield trick. You put a giant mirror in front of you and it mirrors
I
it
like,
back to that person.
I like that one. And I took it a little step farther. Is
oh,
to do
cool.
mirrored armor.
Oh,
instead of
that's
having
an
the
awesome
flat mirror
idea.
In front of you, have see yourself wrapped in mirrored armor that just envelops you.
Yeah. That's
that way you can hold your aura
start,
a little closer
have
to you.
To go in there, too, to put armor on and then put
them.
A mirror in front of them.
Well, the armor is a mirror.
Yeah.
so that,
yeah, that
you know, you don't have
that
block that doesn't come back to you. Your whole, the whole armor is nothing but a giant human-shaped mirror, like liquid silver.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty awesome technique. And then, do you have any techniques that would, or any suggestions for anybody who might need re-energizing, like when they're worn out?
When you're worn out, sleep, take a shower,
yeah,
take an herbal bath.
Shower works.
Get outside, take a breath. Literally no
yeah
contact, just drawing from the earth. The earth is a beautiful battery. She will re-energize anyone. Put your hands, put your feet into it.
Feet on the ground. Mm-hmm.
Feet on the ground. If you can get, if unless it's blue blazing cold, then put your hands on the ground. Or even if it's really, really a lot, lay down on the ground. Take a, you know, lay there and just pull it all the way through you.
That's perfect. That's awesome. Well, you've really shared some interesting techniques that will help people who get stuck. Do you have anything
right
coming up that you're doing other than Beltane and your radio show? Do you have any other classes
those
or events
the,
you want to announce?
I'm hoping to launch in May the Journey of the Fool, which is my tarot class. And those are the only two things right now that I have in the burner. You know, Beltane in the Forest, which is in Charleston, West Virginia, at Coonston Park. We will be there. The gates open at 11. Activities begin at 12 and run all the way to about 6:30. Free to the public. Come in, join us. Let's have some fun. And we have people from all over that come to this. So it's a really fun event. We'll have the Travel Desires dance troupe there, and we will have David Woods music there doing live
right
performances. And then Journey of the Fool's tarot class will probably begin right after that in June. And again, that's online.
Perfect. Okay, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then when we get back, we have a person in here who has a question for you. So I'm going to take a really quick commercial break and then we'll come back with questions from you. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful, honey.
All right. We'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and we'll be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't mend. walk down a country road. My heart is aching from a heavy load. Can't take much more, so I must go. Gotta keep on searching with the flow. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. I think of the places that we've been. My heart's been broken and it won't mend. We took this ride, an ocean of tears. I know I've cried. I wanted to believe you, but you lied. I gave it my all, I really tried. Why did you do it to me again? Life's uncertain, oh my friend. Think of the places that we've been. Heart's been broken and it won't broken and it won't mend. My heart's been broken and it won't mend. My heart's been broken and it won't mend.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dow on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, we took a little bit of a commercial break there. You were listening to Why Did You Do It to Me Again by Bethany Caudell. You can get that on her latest CD that's out. If you want more information on that, you can message me on Facebook. They're $10 a CD over at Amanda Dowell with one L. You can check out her music video on YouTube. Just type in her name, Bethany Caudell. My guest is Asen Knight today. He's got a radio show coming up, some events with his tarot class and other things. We're going to take some questions from some people. Our number is 347-237-5339, and we're going to bring him back now. Welcome back to the show, Asen.
Hi. Welcome. I'm so happy.
Awesome
to see
you.
Let's get these questions rocking.
All right. We have Sandra. She has a question for you, so I'm going to bring her live and let her ask her question.
Hi, Asen. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi.
Anyway, how are you today?
Doing well, honey. How are you?
Great.
I'm good. I'm good, thanks. I just would like, I just sort of feel like I'm dragging this on for a long time, but it's, I just need some guidance here. My ex, who we've separated for over 4 years, is wanting to go. He's wanting to go after me for finances, and time seems to have been a bit of an issue because in order to get bank records and stuff, they only hold information for 7 years, is what I've found. Is that so? I just am wanting to know how to move forward with this, because if we go to court, if we go to trial, it's going to be very expensive, and so any guidance in as to what I should do, whether I should just pay him or
stand up for yourself here. And I feel in general with this, he's going to get nowhere with it.
Good.
Okay. Because, you know, as I'm looking at this, is the reaction I'm basically getting is, are you serious? Because I feel like,
exactly.
You know, this is over with. This has been done with for a very long time. And, you know, he's just trying to be problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he feels entitled, and that's the way he's always
been.
Yeah,
but he also feels entitled to run the world, and he isn't entitled to that either.
Well, that's true. That's true. I mean, I'm giving the money to the lawyer, and, you know, and it's money that I don't really have now. So
right.
It's just, you know, and... but I also feel it's holding me back, this whole situation. So,
yeah, because you're focusing on it.
Well, it's there and, well, I'm trying not to, but it's still there. Well, do you feel it will end in March?
Yeah.
I think we're
first
going to
part.
Trial and we're going. Yeah. Okay. And then do you feel it will proceed to trial?
I don't feel like it gets past the first appearance.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that's what my gut is telling me too, but I feel like I'm prejudiced and
no, you're not. You're looking at this and going, you're not prejudiced. You just know you can smell bullshit a mile away, honey.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. Well, I sort of roadblock the other day when I went to the bank and they just said, you know, we don't keep records anything past 7 years.
Right.
And
However.
Anyway, okay.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like you have some paperwork already.
Mm-hmm. I have a lot of paperwork, but I don't have all of the paperwork but I do have everything, all of the debt and everything was in my name,
mm-hmm.
And all of the condos that I had, but I sold four of the condos to keep a business that he and I were running, to keep it going. So,
right.
I mean, I have all the debt. He never was responsible for anything.
Right. Dunno. So you
and
have all the
money,
responsibility. And all the finances went his way.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he took money, too. And that's why I cut him off, because I found money in his bank account that... shouldn't have been there, so
mm-hmm.
But I mean, he you know, he's
right.
Just some bucket, actually. Anyway, send them love and light.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
and walk past
okay.
It and dust your shoes off, honey.
Okay. I will do. Yeah, no, that's great. I'll get the rest of the information then that I, you know, like the one bank was a closed door and the other bank, so I will proceed with getting
right.
The information for my lawyer.
Right.
That's
okay.
Smart.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I just sort of thought maybe I should just sign my RSPs over to him and it be done. Because
no.
It's been...
Mm-hmm.
No.
Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
No. He didn't work for any of it. You're the one who took the risk.
True.
You're the one who put the effort in there. You're the one who's been maintaining this. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm. I did, actually. I worked and he was sitting at home. And,
right.
That is...
So, no. No.
So, and so, do you feel my lawyer Garth is the right person for this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I mean, he's a great guy. Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
I will just proceed and get the information together for him. Okay, that's great. I appreciate that very much, Jason. And
you're
Amanda.
Welcome, dear.
Thank
okay.
you.
All righty. Many blessings. Okay.
Many blessings,
yeah, thanks,
dear.
Thanks, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks
All right. so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yep. She had a question, and then Bethany, my friend Bethany, had a question. She wanted to know, what do you see for her in her music?
I feel like her music is going to take off, but she's going to meet this dark-haired person to help with it.
Okay.
Okay, and that should be occurring within 3 months. You look like an agent, producer, some type of that person, because they've got a clipboard in their hand and kind of giving her direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I feel like that'll take off very well.
All right, well, that's good. That's really all I have for today, Asen. I want to thank you for coming on my show today.
You're welcome, honey.
And you have a great rest of the day, and we'll have to do this again.
Oh, very much so, honey. And you'll have to come have a cup of coffee with us.
Yeah, of course. I'd love to have a cup of coffee with you sometime. It'd be great.
Okay, honey. I'll talk with you later,
then. All right. Bye, thanks
darling.
A lot. Everybody have a great day. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Just check the Zara records up.